This is the For Impact Podcast, the destination for impact-driven entrepreneurs striving to live life on their terms and create a ripple effect of positive impact in the communities they serve, where we put your success story center stage, dissecting the lessons learned and sharing insights and ideas that'll help you amplify your impact. And now, here's your host, Jared Ernie.
I made a blunder when I scheduled this Q&A. I was in the central time zone. I meant to schedule it for noon, but it actually put it to 1 p.m. Eastern, which is the time zone I'm typically working from. And I didn't know that that was just something it automatically did because of my time zone adjustment. So I am sorry about the kind of misinformation about the time I'm going live today. We haven't done this for a little while, but we're going to be doing this a lot more frequent. And what I want to do is provide an opportunity to go live frequently with the group here to answer questions, high-level advice, tips, keep you apprised to what's working best in the market so you can stay on the cutting edge, leveraging the strategies and the frameworks that we share with you in Local Search Academy. But normally what I'd do is take on some guests who want to come on and ask some questions. But because of this scheduling blunder, I'm not sure a lot of people are going to be getting on here. So what I'm going to do is dive into a little bit of training I think will be really helpful to cover offer strategy. And this is really one of the foundational, most important pieces to your business to really get a clear, strong offer. It gets overlooked. It often gets overlooked. And the reason for this is that most people tend to look at other businesses and model what they're doing because they look successful. And we end up actually hurting ourselves in the way that we position ourselves online with an offer strategy. So let me actually jump over here real quick. If you haven't heard about this is the book, $100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi. He goes deep into offers and how to create what he calls an irresistible offer. This is a no-brainer that basically someone would feel stupid if they said no to it because you've made the offer completely different, stand out, have so much perceived value. There's no way someone can say no to this who actually wants what you are providing. And that's the idea of an offer. But how do we do this? A lot of people I talk to think about an offer as a price promotion or a discount or a special or things like that. That is the absolute wrong way to create a real offer. The reason is because what you're doing is conditioning people to view you as a commodity instead, which is a similar service for a similar price. And then the best way to compete as a commodity is to be the one that charges the least. That is not the healthiest way for you to grow your business. But the other way to compete is to create an actual offer with more perceived value. And when you do that, you're going to attract people who care more about convenience, quality, and value than price, allowing you to charge more or at least charge what you're worth, allowing you to stand out from your competition, and allowing you to generate more leads and sales to your business. If you don't do anything other than getting really good at an offer, at creating good offers, that'll do more for your business than anything else. In fact, I've also seen that if you have a mediocre or poor offer, your marketing has to be excellent in order to do well. But if you have a really great offer, you only need mediocre marketing to do well. You're going to have so much conversion coming off of that offer. Here's a breakdown. Let me share with you Adam. Adam was a landscape lighting company that we were working with. When he came to us, he was struggling to fill his crew's calendar. He was out in the field every day. We helped him create a real offer out of getting an estimate for his landscape lighting. And when we initially launched that, within 30 minutes, he got his very first client from that offer going live. It was incredible. He couldn't believe how quickly that would actually work. And the thing is most people feel like they need more traffic in order to get more business, though that could make sense. But what we often find is that it's not a traffic problem. It's a conversion problem. You're getting enough traffic, even if a little bit of traffic. But if you have better conversion and a better offer, you're going to maximize the way that you convert that traffic. And that's the element that most people skip over or don't think about, is getting better at your conversions is another way to grow your business. And if you can get more traffic and better conversions, then you double amplify your ability to scale. So Here's a framework that we use to creating offers that I think can be helpful to think about. I created what we call our 3-point offer framework. This is not the only way to create an offer, but it's an effective way that you could use to create, to apply to almost anything and create an offer with more perceived value. So number one is you're going to create 3 bullet points for anything that you're providing as an offer. So think about your offer. You're going to give it 3 bullet points. The first bullet point is going to focus on selling the transformation, not the service. Most people think that they need to sell the service and the service is what people are buying, but that is not the reason people buy that service. What they really want is what the transformation or the result of that service. And that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to sell that. Number two, we're going to focus on selling the emotional benefit. 40% of a buying decision is based on emotion, and we need to tap into that because no one else does. So you're going to use limbic messaging here and create the emotion that people are going to feel because of working with you. And then number three, you're going to focus on a value add-on. This is a way to, it's really your opportunity to over-deliver in an unexpected way right from the start. And when I say this, people go, I'm not sure what you mean. Well, here's an example. We had a this is a flooring contractor. And when we put their offer together, this is one of my favorites, so I've used it a few times. We said, when you get your new floor installed by us, we'll give you a free Roomba vacuum to keep it clean every night. No one does that. No other contractor does that. And that's why it works so well. So if you think about it, we're talking about 3 bullet points. We're going to say, you know, get your dream home floor, new floor estimate with us. You know, it's talking about the transformation. Number two, feel proud to host family and friends in your home and have a space that you can enjoy company in, right? And then, so emotional benefit. And number three, plus when you get your new floor installed by us, we'll give you a free Roomba vacuum to keep it clean every night. You can see, and then you have that call to action, schedule your free estimate. Now, right, that is so different. If you do something like that with your business, you're gonna actually stand out way ahead of your competition. You're gonna create way more perceived value. You're going to generate a lot more lead flow, and you're going to attract higher quality clients, all because of how you position that one thing. And I want to actually go back to one thing I said. Then you have, you know, schedule your free estimate now. I don't like saying free estimate. I want to go back to that because I want you to get creative and say it in a little different way. And the reason for this is because if you're booking an estimate or quote or things like that, saying free is cheap there. Saying free is just your, most people expect a free estimate if they're gonna work with you. So, and everyone says it, so it doesn't mean anything. So let's think of it a little bit a different way to say that, right? Book your estimate now, that's better. So that is my 3-point offer framework. If you have any questions, pop them into the comments. I'd love to answer those. And we're gonna schedule more of these Q&As where you can join and actually interact with me online. But I look forward to having you guys more active in the community here, and love to answer any other questions. So if you have other questions or topics you'd like to address ahead of time, pop them into the community as well. I look forward to seeing you guys on the inside.
Thank you for tuning into the 4 Impact Podcast, where we're all about driving positive change through entrepreneurship. Remember, your impact matters and your journey matters. If you found inspiration in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower impact-driven entrepreneurs like you. You can stay connected with us on social media and go to forimpactpodcast.com to take our impact marketing challenge. Keep pursuing your dreams, making an impact, and living life on your terms.